first time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress. Jumped on in and we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time. Early in the morning, in the middle of the night. She's hooked and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish.
Welcome back to Fishy Radio. I'm Dee and I'm here with Jeannie and Heather. Ladies.
Hey, hey.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, I just thought of something.
Uh-oh.
I have the perfect topic to talk about.
Let's hear it.
We have to pour out our deepest, darkest secrets, fishing spots, techniques.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
Come on.
Whoa.
Got to give the people what they come here to come here to find out. Come on.
Abort. Okay.
Abort mission. All right. I think somebody's calling.
You go first. Let's hear
no,
it.
No, I was going to designate you to go first.
Let's hear it. Go ahead. Tell me. I got my pen and paper. Go ahead.
No,
Let's hear your deepest, darkest.
I want to see what yours is. That way I can make up one when it gets time to me. Go to me.
Well, so I fish in the water. Salt
yeah. Oh,
water.
You're going here with this, right? Like, where do you catch your fish? In the water? Yeah, we know. I'm talking about deep, darkest techniques, secrets. Want to hear them.
All right. So, light taco.
Oh, Heather, you're not getting off. You're next. Your turn's next, so get to thinking.
Okay.
I prefer, I fish with very light tackle. I'm like a 8 to 14 pound. I have Dan James rods that are custom made, and I have Reaper rods, and I love them both equally as well. But they're all light, you know, CB blanks. So the tip, you know, lots of action because I fish artificial, so mm-hmm. I have the tip that is really, clackety.
Lots of action.
Can you see my
clickety,
hand?
Clickety, clackety. You're going to go there, weren't you?
It does this. Can you see my...
You're fanning thing. Yourself. Yeah. That's what it looks like.
The tip goes back and forth and back and forth. Click, click, clack, click, clack, click, clack. Anyhow, and then I have all of my rods, most of my rods. I usually take 3 rods on the boat with me. But I have one rig, 10 pound, 15 pound, and 20 pound, and they're all braid. And then I have 20-pound leader on all of them.
I have a question. Can you really tell the difference between 10, 15, and 20-pound? No, I'm not being...
But fish can. Believe it or not, fish can. It really sucks, especially in the super clear water that we have right now. Our water is so clean. It's so pretty, so beautiful.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I try to throw my 20-pound at them, and they're like, you're cute.
Yeah.
Then I throw my 10-pound at them, and then we have a little bit more of a, so it is kind of like I have to, so my 10 pound is one color, my 15 pound is another color, my 20 pound is another color. That's the only way that I can
keep track.
Them apart.
Yeah.
Right. And then I might have that written down somewhere too, just in case I forget.
But in the center console underneath
chair. Yeah. I was reaching in there to turn the radio up.
Right?
What are you talking about? Yeah. So,
there's nothing wrong with cheat sheets.
That's
right. right. I'm getting old. Way old. So, really, honestly, the biggest lie I ever told myself is, I'll remember that.
Oh, yes.
I make grocery lists now. My kid asked me today when we were shopping, Mom, why do you make lists? You never made lists before. I said, because I don't want to forget something. I always forgot something.
Right? Exactly. So, yeah, I'm like, was that one the 20-pound, or was it that one? So anyhow, 10, 15, and 20
so,
pound.
So, like, they see them? Some they see, some they don't? Is that
they
one
do.
Of the reasons
well,
why?
Well, it's thicker. It's that thicker, especially that thicker braid. So in the really super clear stuff right now, they can see everything. Dang, they can see my boat from a country dang mall, you know?
Yeah.
I'm, like, fishing with topwater plugs right now just to be able to get that extra... you know, 60-yard cast to be able to get out of there. Be able to get out there because they can, gosh, like, they can see me forever. So, anyhow. So, I have the 10, 15, the 20-pound. All of them have the 20-pound leader on them. And then they're either rigged with a topwater, or I have and you laugh at me every time, but I have...
Don't say it.
I do. I have a off my... They're it's a 4-aught. The only thing I fish with is a 4-aught weighted offset bass hook. Shut up. And then a soft plastic. I'm serious. I've caught some massive fish. It used to be the only thing I ever fished with was a circle hook and a greenback.
Yeah.
And now, honest to God, it's a 4-aught offset bass hook weighted, usually 1/8 ounce, and a soft plastic, or of course my topwater, which is my absolute favorite. And topwater here is like a, I call it my locator beacon, because that's basically what it is. You can throw a topwater out there and like walk the dog, and they'll like, it's kind of like chumming with live bait. It really truly is.
Yeah.
But I call my topwaters my what did I just call them? See that forgetting thing. See, my locator beacon.
I'm over here shaking my head. I don't know. I still don't know.
You're not listening. You're one of those smile and nod people.
I'm thinking about.
She's just like,
No, I'm taking mental notes.
Yeah, so I throw my locator beacon out there, and I love things hitting top. I use topwater just as much as I possibly can, only because I love the show.
Yeah.
So anytime I get the opportunity to, especially in this wind, if I get behind like a big hammock or a big, you know, big mangroves, and that water slicked off, I grab that topwater. I just love topwater. But anyhow, that's pretty much what I fish with. I have a whole tackle box full of nonsense, and it's my Hedon Super Spook and my soft plastic with my offset bass hook. So I take 3 poles. 2 of them have my offset bass hook and soft plastic, and 1 has a topwater, because the only topwater I ever use is that Hedon Super Spook.
Yeah.
So those are my, whole tackle box full of stuff, and those are the 2 things that I use.
I have a question. So like on your lure sometimes, you know, it has the treble hooks. There's no secret to like, see, because I talked to some people that they bend the hooks.
I've heard that.
Does that not make, I mean, there's a secret to it, they think, or they, you know.
I don't do it. And
there's
no
secret
not,
to.
I don't do
And you
any
said
of that.
1/8 ounce
I've
you
heard
use?
That. I use the 1/8 ounce on the offset bass hooks.
Is that just because of the way the motion or the rate that it falls, or?
Yeah, I like to keep it. I think it's more like,
or maybe the
way that
you retrieve
jig
it.
Yeah. Right. So I want it heavy enough, because I don't want it hitting the surface. You know, I want it to stay down. Mm-hmm. But
that
slow
retrieve. Then I mean, because
because I'm jigging it. I'm reeling at the same speed all the time with my left hand. Mm-hmm. But then I'll reel, reel, jig, jig, you know, just to give it that. So basically what you're doing is you're mimicking like the greenback, you know, when that greenback gets spooked, he jumps essentially in the water, you know, he kind of flashes.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to mimic when I do is to make him like he got spooked.
Yeah.
And the snook love that, of course. Yes. You know, they're reactionary.
They like
strikers,
them dead fish,
so.
Them dead wounded.
Yeah, exactly.
Critters.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So
The reason why I ask, because I've been trying to go over to the dark side and use fake bait, as they call it.
I can't believe you just said that.
You know,
that.
Us in the live commercial business calls it fake bait. You know, because it's bad.
Yeah.
You can't sell bait to the people that you know.
Right,
but anyway,
right.
So I've been trying to go over to the dark side a little bit, and I've been using 1/4 ounce jig heads. So obviously, I need to use 1/8 ounce jig heads.
I use 1/8 ounce for the most part. I don't really think I've ever. I think I have some quarters, but for the most part, I use 1/8 or 1/16. Seems to be plenty. Yeah. Hmm.
And how far can you flip that 1/8? I mean, that's hardly any weight on there.
Well, I go with the wind.
Yeah. Smart. See, that's a secret.
I'm telling you, because you're right. I mean, unlike, you know, like that topwater, topwater plug, like you can throw that thing the length of a football field, you know, but then you get into that soft plastic and that little weighted hook, and it's much more difficult to. Absolutely. But a lot of times you're just flipping it, you know, underneath the mangroves.
Yeah.
But I'm a very much a sidearm caster. Yeah. I see a lot of people. I have a buddy that can do that overhead thing, like put it way back and then go overhead. And I've tried it so many times and it's
You have to have your timing down perfectly, because it's like throwing an axe, you know. And it's like, whoosh, and I'm like, where did it go? You know, and it's like, it seems like minutes, but it's really only a few seconds. And then it's like a foot in front of the boat. You're like, where in the heck did that
you
thing
hear
go?
It. It's,
you
know, like a cannonball.
There's certain
hit
things
too,
I just can't. See, I'm one of them casters where you take, you grab some line. You know, you got your pole in your hand and you're getting ready to flip it. But I got to take some line back. That way I control it better that way, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I look like a fly fisherman using a spinning
right.
rod.
Right.
But I seem to
that.
Have more accurate, you know, by controlling it like that instead of using my thumb or.
Right. And doing that overhand thing, you know, when you're overhead and then you throw it up so it catches the wind and then comes right back at you.
Yeah.
And so I do I'm a sidearm, either, you know,
skip it
back or right. And I try to keep it down underneath the wind and then. You can get it out there just a little bit further, but, you know.
See, these are all the things I need to know because I could have won $10,000 on a video, I'm pretty sure of it. I was the only one out there, thank God.
So those are my secrets. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
No broomstick. We've already heard that, Dee.
You can catch a fish with just about anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Broomstick.
Anything. Wire, extension cord, you name it, we've done it.
Me, I really don't have too many secrets. I'm not, I don't know, it's just, I'd like to try a lot of different things. I like variety. I don't use the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
I do like the light tackle. Like, my favorite rod right now is, it's a 6 to 14. So it's really kind of light, but it's only a 2,000 reel, too.
Yeah.
But it's my favorite right now. It casts a mile.
Which one is it? Reel are you using?
The reel is a ballistic.
Okay.
I mean, it's a 2,000, 2,500. See, I don't even know the sizes of the reels I have.
Is that a pen? The pen?
Daiwa.
Daiwa, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good setup.
Yeah, and then I got a Star Sequence is my rod.
What?
It's their newest model that they have.
How big is it? Like, what pound?
6 to 14. And it's 6'9".
Okay.
It's not 7 foot. It's a little shorter.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep.
See, that's another thing about flipping plastics. I need a 7'7". I want the big
one. That's what mine are, 7'6".
I want a big one. And like you said, I want the tip to be a little bit of whip action to it. Mm-hmm. Like, you're kind of like trying to lasso something. You know, you want that, you know.
See, I was fanning myself in your lasso.
Well, I have another one of my newer setups that I got for to kind of dabble in freshwater fishing a little bit. Because there's a pond, lake, waterway across the street from my house. And it's only a 1,000. It's a Quantum Smoke reel. It's a 1,000. And then my rod, it's a 6 to 14, but it's only 6'6". And with the top water, I've been using... either the Rapala Ripstop or I've got a Hedon. I forget which one it is, though. It's got the, you might know, it's fatter. It's not a spook, but it's got the little things that come out the sides that make it like it's flapping. You know what I'm talking about?
Hmm. I know. I haven't seen that one.
It almost looks like I cannot think of the name of it. I know exactly where it is on the store shelf on the wall. I can be like, okay, somebody asked me for that. I'd be like, yeah, it's right there. But I can't think of the name of it.
Like that. No, I have some that are poppers. Like,
like a Papa Dog?
Yeah, like Marilu, my Super Papa Spook, Dog. They make it in a popper as well.
Yeah, no, this one's really cool. It's kind of a fatter one. It's short.
So like a bullet shaped?
No,
like,
no.
A torpedo?
It's like
kind of. Am I getting close?
No, it's almost like
don't start.
Like the shape of a pill, just perfectly symmetrical.
Yes. You're holy wreck.
You're sorry. So bad.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I
couldn't help
I'm
myself.
Following you here. I got you.
But, go ahead. I'll just be over here.
But yeah, even with that short rod and that top water, I'm throwing it like all the way across the canal. I love it. Haven't caught anything on it yet. I did hook a snook on the ripstop, though, once.
Did you?
In the freshwater, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But,
What color was it when you caught it? Is it in freshwater, you say?
The snook?
Yeah. Was it different color?
I hooked it. I had it almost to the shore, and then it jumped and threw the hook. But I saw the stripe down the side that, you know, for sure it was a snook. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't huge, but it was a nice little surprise that day.
Yeah. Nice.
Yep.
You're really being quiet over there. I see what you're
And this
doing.
Was your idea, your yeah. topic.
See, yeah. I'm gathering information. You don't know.
No, we know exactly what you're doing.
8 ounce jig head.
All right, do you spill it? Let's hear it.
I got it. I'm gathering information.
Let's hear it. What do you use? All right. Besides a broomstick.
The way, my secret to my shenaniganery would be the way that you hook the shrimp. And there's a reason. I'll tell you why.
How do we hook shrimp? So, draw me a picture. Show me right here.
Draw it on here? Yeah. Draw it on here, sign here.
Right here, where you hook
And I
shrimp.
Guess it might be a pretty common way of doing it, but it seems to work a million times better for me.
Okay.
Like, especially when you're snapper and sheephead. You know how them bait stealing little booty holes, you know what I mean? You don't like them, but they, behind the head shell, people, you know, but then you just got half of it hanging this way, half of it hanging that way, nibble, nibble, snatch them.
Sure.
It's a good way to sell bait, though, you know. Right. You want to sell a little bait, you just tell them to hook it like that, you know. But the way that I do is hook it through the tail,
fish
bottom of the
through.
Tail.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because the shrimp swims backwards, you know, through the water. So if you got them hooked through the tail, and he's, and plus he can swim around and act natural. He can live forever. And then when something comes close to it, it tries to get away, and it brings that hook, basically it's bite size. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When that hook comes up underneath the shrimp for him to get away. I'm telling you what, I used to be a little hook behind the head shell person.
Yeah.
And I used to buy a lot of bait. We caught a lot of bait. we wasted a lot of dead bait. A lot before I realized, man, common sense. But anyway, I figure out, I noticed that if you hook it through the back of the tail, it works way 100% better.
Hmm. You know, my favorite jig head to use shrimp on is the Rockport Rattlers.
Yes.
I caught
You just
more,
use the tail?
Is that how you do it? Redfish on a shrimp and a Rockport Rattler. I remember when I read that somewhere about the Rockport Rattlers, and I had no idea that that was even a thing, and I read it somewhere and I thought, oh, I need to try that. It was something new. I went out the next weekend. Oh my goodness. If you don't have Rockport Rattlers in your tackle box, you are missing out. Missing out. Now, they don't last very long. I don't think they're very
the
well made.
The paint on them.
The paint and then the clacker.
Yeah.
You know, they.
Yeah, you don't want to use pliers or something strong to remove the hook either.
So get you a good bunch of them. Put them in your tackle box because you're definitely going to want them. They only last, you know, one fish is going to break off the rattlers on it as soon as you catch a fish.
Yeah.
You're going to be tying them, but they are so worth it. I couldn't even, I have a whole section in my tackle box of them Rockport rattlers. I love them.
Whole tray.
I
the
do.
Plastic trays.
Like,
yeah,
legit, that's true. Yeah. I love them things. There's certain times of the year, you know, redfish and shrimp, wintertime, you know, and put it on that Rockport rattler. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's amazing how well those things work.
That's cool.
I dig them.
Heck yeah. You can't go wrong with them.
All right, keep going.
They're loud.
Keep spilling it. You're not getting out of it. You're not changing the subject. Keep going.
All right, so my fishing pole. My little fishing pole I've had since I was about 12. That's no joke. I swear to you. It's a 7.7.
Okay.
Stellar light.
That's a star.
A star rod. If you get have a couple beers, it's called a Stella. Stella light. But I'll tell you what, that thing, it looks like it's been through World War III and back, and I love it. I've replaced the guides on it probably way more than I could have bought a brand new one for, but I don't. And anyway, yeah, so Stella rod and a 3000, because it's got to have some meat on it.
Yeah.
Even though they're a little heavier. Oh, that split grip. I love that split grip.
Me too.
I don't like that handle up in my armpit. I got short arms. I'm a little girl.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I got short arms. I don't like sticking that in my armpit. I just can't control it that well, so I like the split grip really good. So it's a split grip. And then I got the Shimano Stradic.
I love them Stradics.
And I love it.
Which Stradic do you have? The silver one?
It's the red and black one. The old school one.
I love the Stradix. Like, I'm not a Shimano person because it's a Shimano. I just legitimately love the Stradix.
Yeah.
I think
there's
amazing.
a white and silver one. I got a 5,000. Yeah. I think it's 5,000, 6,000. The white and silver one.
Yeah.
I got three or four of those I wore out.
Yeah.
That I refused to get rid of.
Right.
But they're basically shot. But I love those. That's what I use.
I have.
And a cast net, man. I don't leave the dock without a cast net. Because no matter what, if you can't catch nothing on that fake bait, there's always
right.
live bait out there.
That's right. Oh, that's great. That's good stuff.
Yep. Like, everybody brings coolers, and they're like, oh, y'all got what you need? Yeah, I got what I need right here in this bucket. Cast net. Can't go wrong.
Most importantly, yeah. Well, I mean, most importantly is the beer.
Yeah, oh, but, don't get crazy now,
but,
of course.
But the cast net is definitely up there.
Because I'm telling you, I still haven't mastered the artificial fake stuff. The fake
yeah,
bait.
Yeah.
I haven't done it.
I use the CI4s is what
Those
I have
nice.
On all of my
yeah.
on all my reels. And I was using the pen conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a nice reel. Like, I could put that thing under the back tire of my truck and run it over and I ain't gonna break
yeah.
it. But that thing was so heavy to jig all day
yeah.
long with that pen conflict.
Yeah.
No, wasn't happening. So my CI4s,
yeah,
the carbon
CI4 is
fiber.
black and red.
And red. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's
the one
I
got.
That's
the one
I
use on my star
yeah.
rod. Yeah.
Okay.
My other one,
so
the 6,000,
light.
Is the. Yeah,
yeah,
I got them confused. See?
I have them on all of my rods have the CI4s.
I need a Libman broom.
With a CI4
some clothes wire.
To it.
Some clothes. Clothesline wire.
We don't need much.
See?
Get her done.
Yep.
Got her dead. Uh-oh. Time to go.
It's about that time.
I think
time.
Heather's given us a signal. That's the shut up sign right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, it's Cannon. Time to go for this week, but we will be back.
Woohoo!
Bye, girls.
Bye, Limes.